What's going on, everybody? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. All of the fun stuff, right? All the fun stuff is going down. I hope you're having a good week. Things are chugging right along here. And you may be asking yourself, well, there might be two things going on. One, you may be saying, thankfully, I got something to listen to this week. But secondly, you might say, Dale, this is the second week in a row we've done a Friday episode. Why? Is Friday the new day? No, Friday is not the new day. But international cards, we've got to push the episode out a little bit because of weight misses, fight shakeups, all those things happen. There's nothing worse, especially when you're not doing a full slate, like picking every fight on the card. The last thing I want to do is give you a play or give you two plays, and those be two out of the five plays I give that end up being canceled, you know? So it's got to wait to make sure everybody makes weight. And then sometimes those weigh-ins, as you know, can definitely help sway the lean, if you will. And full disclosure, all it did really this week was confirm a play that we were already going to give out. I say we, the pejorative we, me, was going to give out. And that is the forever popular Shane Young fade. You guys know me. You've heard me say it for years now. I don't know how Shane Young's on the roster. I think they just keep him on there because of who he knows and where he trains and such. But, you know, I don't think he can pay somebody to win a fight. Now, that said, he is a minus 160 favorite over Gabriel Miranda. And Gabriel Miranda is also not very good. I just want to go ahead and throw that out there. He's not very good either. Both of these guys, truthfully, yes, professional fighter, asterisk aside, this isn't the organization for them. This is supposed to be for the elite of the elite. This ain't it, right? I would say Bellator would be happy to have them, but Bellator's not going to be around much longer. The Saudis just invested $100 million in PFL. Maybe they want some of that Gabriel Miranda, Shane Young blood money after this, but truthfully, neither one of these guys, I don't know. Not for me. I usually would fade them against anybody, but here they are. We're taking two bad guys and we're putting them against each other. I'm going to fade the guy that has the worst chin in Shane Young. And I was feeling that beforehand because you already know, I just don't like Shane Young in that regard. Sure, he's a nice guy. So fast forward to weigh-ins. He misses weight by almost 4 pounds. Almost 4 pounds. Shane Young weighed in for a featherweight fight, which is 145 pounds. He weighed in at almost 150 pounds. So that says two things. One, on top of being a bad fighter, you had a bad camp and a bad cut, or you realize that if you don't win a freaking fight, you're gone. And you might still be gone anyway because of the weight miss. So I hate to call it weight cheating or weight bullying. So maybe he's going to try that, right? That age old tactic, but that doesn't, I don't know if that's going to help his chin as much as it should. So I'm still on Gabriel Miranda here. I can get Gabriel Miranda. The line is moved. Earlier in the week, he was at plus 160. But now it's dropped almost a full 20 cents. We're down to a plus 140. So still plus money on Gabriel Miranda. I think it's worth a play. I think it's worth a play. Another play that I like, Kevin Joseph over Kiefer Crosby. I don't think Kiefer Crosby's any good. So I'm gonna go with just it. Now, that said, it's very, last name is too close to Jesse Smollett. So maybe it might be fraud. He might be a fraud. I don't know. But light play on Joseph there. So, two fights in to the card, we've got two plays. Basically just fading two guys that I don't think should have roster spots is what we're doing. So we're fading Kiefer Crosby and we're fading Shane Young. That's where we're landing with that. So that's two plays. Next play, this is a stock market play, right? We're just trying to get ROI. It's Jack Jenkins over Jose Mariscal. Now, you guys know we've been a big fan of Jack Jenkins for a while. The Run It Back boys, those guys over there at the Run It Back podcast, put us on Jack Jenkins, put the Punchless Nation on Jack Jenkins years ago when he was fighting over there regionally and they were doing commentary for their events. you know, they hit us up and they were like, hey, Jack Jenkins and Jack Della Maddalena are two guys you need to watch out for coming out of the Oceana area in the upcoming years. They're going to be great. And both of those guys are making waves in their respective divisions. Now, obviously, JDM's doing a little bit more than Jack Jenkins, but Jack Jenkins has been nothing less than consistently quality, right? And we're getting him here at a minus 200 against Jose Mariscal. It's a hometown rub. I think as long as he doesn't get finished here, I think he gets the W. Now, this is not to be mistaken with last week, right? Last week we went 2-2. I was heavy, talking a lot of shit against Benoit Saint Denis in the Thiago Moises call, and he came out there and put the beating on Moises. Now, round one, there were a bunch of 50-50 exchanges where if Moises could have tagged, like if he had another inch and a half of reach, you know, I think we would have been in good shape. But we learned a lot about Moises there too, is that he doesn't have, I don't want to say he doesn't have a lot of grit, but I will say that once the blood started flowing, he really kind of, the body language took a toll, right? It took a turn, rather. You know, some guys like seeing the leakage, some guys don't. And, you know, Benoit Saint Denis came in, he was bigger, he was stronger. He really just kind of walked Thiago down. And, he looked like a man unstoppable. Now, I think commentary really kind of hyped him up for the Paris crowd, acting like he's going to be a big contender. I don't see the skill set being there for it now, but I may be proven wrong. But as it stands right now, I really don't see it. He's like a poor man's Tim Kennedy, like a smaller weight poor man's Tim Kennedy. So I think he can gorilla his way through smaller opponents, but I don't necessarily know, you know, meeting equal opposition, how well he will hold up. Carlos Olberg is taking on Dawoon Jung. Inside the distance play, obviously, because it is a Carlos Olberg fight, is something that we need to consider. Now, is it super chalky? Of course it's super chalky. It's a Carlos Olberg fight. Why wouldn't it be super chalky? But, I mean, that's what we're here for, right? Let me get this pulled up real quick. Bear with me. You're going to hear some click-clacking on the old Mouseketeer. There we go. So, let's see. Olberg inside the distance, minus 165. He's only a minus 260 favorite to begin with. Fight ends inside the distance, minus 325. Might be a parlay anchor, right? If you're looking at two and three leg parlays and you really don't want to go over a two or three leg parlay because then the risk just becomes exponential after that. That might be a good, you know, set it and forget it parlay anchor. I really don't see this fight going the distance. So Carlos Olberg, Dawoon Jung, minus 325. And one of the things that you can really put that with, you have Tyson Pedro versus Anton Turkalji. I've said it before. I don't think Tyson Pedro is good. I think that against low-level competition, he looks really good, but anytime he's met with an equal or a great...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Greater, you know, foe, he tends to crumble. And I realize this is hometown. I think he comes in overhyped. He swings too hard, gasses himself out midway through round one. If Anton can get this out of round one and get it into round two, he finishes Tyson Pedro. So I'm on Anton Turkalji here. You can get him at even money. He was a little bit plus money earlier in the week, but he's still right at even money everywhere. So just go ahead and get that even money in there. And then if you want that one, fight doesn't go the distance. It's minus 250. So a nice little, you know, you're super close to even money. You can go ahead and just set a violence parlay of Turkalji, Pedro inside the distance, and Olberg, Dawoon Jung inside the distance right there. And you'll be just a little chalk on it. So that's a good place to stop. And then last two things to touch on for this week. Tai Tuivasa, Alexander Volkov. We have a house rule on not betting against Tai Tuivasa because every time we do, he ends up winning. But you know me how much I love Alexander Volkov. My thing with Volkov, though, is he going to show up to fight? Sometimes he shows up and he's lackluster. He's just lackluster. He just goes through the motions. And if he does that against Tai Tuivasa, he's going to get his block knocked off. So heavyweight sluggers plus 200. You know, Tai is plus 200, plus 210 on DraftKings. Might be worth your consideration there because it's heavyweights. High stakes punch face at big boy weights. You never know what's going to happen there. I don't think this one goes the distance, though, because I don't think Tai has the gas tank to go three rounds with how hard he's going to be swinging. So Volkov can get him out of there. Fight ends in round two is something I'm really interested in. Plus 260 there. Doesn't matter who wins in round two, but there you go. That's a good one. And then fight ends in round one or two is available also, and that's at minus 225. I don't think we get a round three start here, so there's a good opportunity there for another stock market style play where we're just looking at ROI. I don't think this fight goes three rounds, or goes into round three, rather. So, you know, I like, if I'm picking a specific round, I like round two. And fight ends in round one or two is at minus 225. Fight ends in round two plus 260. And Tai Tuivasa money line plus 200 to plus 210 range, no matter where you're looking. Last but not least, we have Sean Strickland versus Israel Adesanya. We have a lot of caveats to this play, if you will. Now, I'm on Sean Strickland based on value alone, right? We're gonna be the default capper here for a second and talk about value. Sean Strickland's available at a plus 500. Okay. We got two grown men playing punch face. This is plus 500. I think it's worth a sprinkle. I definitely think it's a sprinkle. How I think this fight ends, I think the fight ends by KO, right? Fight ends by KO. Regardless of winner, fight ends by KO is minus 165. And I think that needs to be your play by KO or TKO, because I think this is what happens. I think Israel Adesanya comes out and I think he keeps that left hand all the way out like John Jones. And I think he kicks the shit out of Sean Strickland's leg and he beats that leg up because Sean is so heavy on that front leg. He's just going to start beating him up. He's going to tear that front leg apart. At least that's what he should do. Now, if he doesn't, and for some reason, you know, I don't know, God's grace, whatever you want to attach it to, Sean Strickland's able to do what he does and put a pace on Izzy, I think we see him get Izzy out of there. Now, death by a thousand cuts, because Sean Strickland does not have one-punch knockout power. But I think fight ends by KO, TKO is the play here. If you're looking for the prop, I think that's the prop. Minus 165, fight ends by KO, TKO, and then I'm just ever so tinily sprinkling on Sean Strickland at plus 490. That's where I'm going with that. Now, round by round props that I really like, you're getting great plus money regardless of rounds here. Round two, plus 475. Round three, plus 625. Round four, plus 900. I mean, you could really shotgun, birdshot, you know, quarter unit plays on all of them here, and then we're just looking for inside the distance plays, right? We just want it to end inside the distance. Izzy inside the distance is minus 110. Izzy by knockout is plus 120. Again, there's opportunities all over this fight to make money. And you can still be heavy on the Adesanya side and come out with lots of plus money and even money plays. You just have to manage your units correctly. But for me, for my money, where you'll see my money is a small sprinkle on Sean Strickland money line, just based on where we're at there. And then a much larger, considerable play on fight ends by KO, TKO at minus 165. That's where I'm at for this week. I hope you guys make some money at this point. Hopefully I helped either confirm or push you off of some plays you were thinking of. But quick rundown. Jussit, money line. Gabriel Miranda, money line. Jack Jenkins, money line. Olberg, money line. Dawoon Jung, Carlos Olberg, inside the distance with Anton Turkalji, money line. And Pedro Turkalji, inside the distance, parlay. Tai Tuivasa sprinkle, no round three start. Fight ends in round one and two for Tai Tuivasa, Alexander Volkov, Israel Adesanya, Sean Strickland. We're looking at fight ends inside the distance by KO, TKO, minus 165, and a Sean Strickland money line sprinkle. That's like 10 plays for you guys this week, right? We're really just blowing it out for a UFC 293 pay-per-view. Hope you guys had a great week. Yeah, it's been great. I've got another project that I'm currently working on, so there will be more content. I know I keep talking about doing more episodes for this show, which I am, but they're going to be in a pre-recorded fashion, and then I've got an entirely new podcast as well that is in the works. We're in the process of getting artwork for it, and you know, getting everything set up, and that will be much more. It will not be MMA related at all. It'll be much more in tune with what we talk about on other rants and tangents, if you will, with this show. But we're in the process of getting that set up now. Still early stage. I don't want to hype it up as if you're going to be getting new content like that anytime soon. But it has been decided. It is in the works, and you know, the execution is underway. More episodes of this show will be coming. I'm not a liar. I promise you that. But international cards make it difficult. The workload's been a little heavier around here. And, you know, like I said, I'm still trying to get my health in order. But 16 minutes, 17 minutes, under 20 minutes, 10 plays. Hope you guys cash this weekend. If you ever want to get in touch with me, chat@punchlistmma.com is where it's at. Anything on social media that says Punchlist MMA is not me. They are frauds and imposters because we are social media free. So I hope you had a good week, like I said, and cash out this weekend. Make some money. God bless you. We will see you next time. Be good to each other too, by the way, you jerks. I'm just kidding. I love you.